take up our offer this morning. If you would get your handbook and turn to page 384. We'll do the one at the top there, 384 at the top, first and last verse. Just as a reminder, for any of you that don't know, the gold-colored plates, that's regular tithes and free will offerings, and the silver plate is our flower fund. 384 at the top, first and last verse. Brother Good Walters, would you ask the blessing on the offer?
Right.
And if he would get on the cross and die for her,
yeah,
you know, really, is it reasonable for me to be nervous that he might not watch over her here? That's unreasonable, but that's how we are, this flesh, that's the way we all are. So just pray for Dad and Dad, if you would. Pray for me, if you would. Dad asked me to preach this evening, so we'll be doing that. And then preacher Tommy Lane asked me to preach at his church on Wednesday night.
Amen.
I always appreciate Brother Tommy getting the singing for us, and really appreciate him helping us out with that. Just pray that the Lord would use us. And I really appreciate the Lord giving me opportunities to preach.
Amen.
And just pray that the Lord would continue to keep me where he wants me. You know, and that he would use me, because the one thing I know, you know, this flesh is tempted to get prideful. But God has given me the knowledge and the understanding that I can't do anything without him.
Right.
I know it. I realize it. Every once in a while, he helps me to be reminded of it. But what I would really like to do is keep myself reminded of it, so the Lord don't have to remind me something. Because it's not real pleasant when God does it, but he knows what we need. So just, I also appreciate the opportunity to preach it. It's not because the pastor's sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do pray for Preacher Terrell. I had to text him, but you know, he was sick last Sunday, and that's why I was preaching there. And I know he's had a lot of health issues going on for the past while. So be much in prayer for Preacher Terrell. Pray for Preacher Billy. You know, Preacher Billy, Miss Vivian struggled a lot. I know Miss Sherry said Miss Vivian still wasn't doing real good. I think it's still her feet. Is that right? It's bothering her?
She's got a cold.
Oh, that's right. She said she got that sinus mist too. I forgot about that. So pray that the Lord would help her with that, because, you know, it's just another thing on top of everything else. There have been many prayer requests mentioned this week. Just pray for those. Remember Miss Brooke, that Miss Debbie has mentioned several times. I guess, is she still with us?
Yes. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything from you.
Okay, so be much in prayer for that situation. There were several that Preacher Curtis Presnell mentioned for prayer. Do remember these. Remember his ministry. Very much appreciate what the Lord did in the meeting that we had this past week. I very much appreciate our pastor being obedient to the Lord, because, I mean, the fruit is there. The evidence is there that that's exactly what God wanted. Right? So I appreciate our pastor being obedient. Always remember him, because I know what he desires is for the Lord's will to be done. And that is a great responsibility to have, to be the one that's, you know, that God put in that place, to be the one to receive those instructions. So just pray that God would give him clarity and give him assurance on everything. I remember Kent meeting coming up, and then you mentioned this morning, I can't remember, when's the rally?
The rally is May the 29th.
May the 29th,
okay. May the 29th.
Yeah, and it's Mount Calvary. It's Mount Calvary, unusual. Do you know who's preaching?
Curtis Ponder. Pastor Curtis Ponder.
Ponder. Okay, so remember this. And just pray for to work that out. I know we got Bible school coming up, got camp coming up, so, I mean, if the Lord don't change nothing, he don't come between now and then, we're getting ready to get into the busy season, so just pray that God would have his will and way all of these things. The fourth Sunday of May, okay, so remember this, homecoming, my wife just said it's the 26th, remember that. We always have a good time of fellowship, it's always plenty of food, and, you know, the Lord's blessed us in that way, and appreciate that very much. And I wonder who else has got a request this week.
I just want to say, you know, I told the I said, you know, just because the doctors give her love, it's no sign God can't bring her back to life.
Yeah, amen.
You know, if he raised the dead, he can heal her.
Yeah.
I said, don't give up. Long as they pray, they come.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The doctors don't know that. I mean, they know, but they don't know everything.
Yeah.
God's the greatest physician, man.
Amen. I've said this, and I believe it, that the doctors that are really skilled at what they do, not ones that are just chasing a paycheck, but the ones that are called to it, God gave them that gift of healing.
Right.
It's all going to come from him.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're
right. I'm asked for prayers for Jeremy a team of about 10 active duty American military that are deployed in the Middle East. Aaron Matthew Wilder. He's a Morganton boy and a Christian brother. And I got a message from him that they're under the heaviest attack by missile and drone in history. It's pretty terrifying. So I would ask prayers for all our military, but especially for them.
Yes, amen. Remember this. And Tony, mentioned this morning, his aunt Alberta, you said she had bleeding on her brain yet. And you said, no, I'm sorry, did you say it was tomorrow they're taking her to Sheriff's Center?
Hopefully tomorrow taking her to Sheriff's Center up on Palm Springs Road.
Okay. Amen, remember this.
I'll go for it.
Yeah. I appreciate you mentioning that she's saved too, because that kind of puts your mind at ease, you know. Because I know I've got to meet some of your family, and some of them I have, some of them I haven't, some of them I don't, you know, maybe don't remember real good, but.
Yeah, we're in Smart Grove, her and me, and everyone's fun together.
Miss Alberta's been here with you before, hasn't she? I thought she had. I think
we had a rest home up there, you know, she went with us a lot.
Okay, yeah.
We had singing for her.
Yeah, I thought I remembered her being around. Amen.
Greg Parker, this woman's 50, had taken back home, she said he was starting to get cold and feeling sick. She fell and he felt hot, so she went ahead and did the punch.
Amen, amen. Remember, yeah, remember Cambry, Miss Stephanie, was mentioned this morning, she tore up a toe pretty bad. So, I mean, you know, it's not funny, but, you know, we know the kids, that's how they are.
Yeah.
You know, well, some of them, sometimes it's still like that. But I do just remember her. Remember Matt and Ashley and the kids, you know, they've been sick on and off. And, you know, we know how it's been, this the pollen season and everything else going around. So,
yeah.
And these bodies, we get sick, but I know we just pray for one another. Okay. Who's preaching for them, do you know?
I don't know.
Travis Parker.
Yeah, Travis Parker. Okay. So remember them. That's preacher Rick Davis' church. So just pray that God give them a good evening.
Amen.
All right. That's all there is. That's all my prayers.
This week.
Amen.
It's been good. It's been good for me. I go ahead and say this before I forget. Lee, don't leave after service. I don't have to leave. I don't need you to give me a ride. That's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't run off and leave. But in any case, I was thinking about that. I was like, well, she's gone. I don't need a ride. But in any case, Lee,
we got a foundation study coming up last Sunday this month, be April the 28th. And the question that we have for this month, I was praying about it, and yesterday, I actually had somebody ask me this question. I said, that's confirmation.
Amen.
So I was between two things, and I was like, well, I said, I believe that's the Lord saying that's what we're going to do. So this is the question. We know that God is all powerful. God can do anything that he wants. So this is the question. Why did Jesus have to die in order for us to be forgiven? Why did Jesus have to be put to death on the cross in order for us to be forgiven? And to expand on that question a bit, you can answer that in simplest form, or you can answer the expanded question. The expanded version is this, is why was it in that order that he would die on a cross in the manner and the fashion that he did? There was order to it. His hands were nailed, his feet were nailed, he was whipped, he was lashed. He had the crown of thorns put on his head. There were certain things that were said to him. There were certain things that he said. A spear was run through his side. Then we know that a lot of it was to fulfill scripture. You can use that as part of your answer. But that is the question. I love these foundation studies. There might be somebody here this morning. You might be thinking, you know, I wonder why. There's been a time in my Christian life that I've been saved. It's okay to have questions. But I wondered that. Well, why did Jesus have to die? I had to study that for myself. It'll be a help to you. But I tell you what, maybe you want to study that for yourself, and you want to bring that, and you want to hear that, and maybe you don't want to study. Maybe you're just lazy. I'm lazy sometimes. But be here.
Yeah.
April 28th, 5 p.m. Is April 28th, is that right? April 28th, 5 p.m. You'll hear plenty of answers pertaining to that.
Yeah.
And none of them will contradict one another, I promise you that.
Right.
We've got a good bunch of people here. They'll study the scripture. They'll draw some things out. They'll give us answer to that. And it'll be a blessing. All right. Do we pray about the camp meeting? Do we pray about the camp meeting rally? Do we pray for the ones that be preaching during the camp meeting? And do we pray for a Bible? Mentioned Prayer Brook and Rick Davis having a Bible next week. Not this week, but next week. And so we pray a bunch for them. I believe some of y'all are going to sing Monday, ain't you?
Sure.
Amen. Be praying for them. All right. Do I have anything else I need to cover? I'm looking at my secretaries around here. The wife in here, she's usually the final say. Whether or not she gives me like, okay, like, yeah, let's go on now. All right. Well, if I got everything covered, good deal. I tell you what, it's good to be in the Lord's house. Good to worship this morning.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad I got a church. I ain't ashamed to invite nobody to.
Amen. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Amen. I'm glad I got a church I know is loving.
Yeah.
It's kind. It's good to one another.
Yeah.
Loves one another. Prays for one another. Amen.
Amen.
I tell people all the time, I said, I'm the most messed up person over there. I said, they'll run me off. I said, if they'll put up with me, they'll put up with you. Amen. Praise God. I said, they just pray for me. I know they do.
Yeah.
I need it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Has anybody got a special song in their heart they want to sing this morning before we get started? Amen. Silas, come on up here. I'm going to do the red one, Scott. I got the red one on Silas, okay?
Sure, very deep, sustained within, sinking to rest.
Amen.
Good job, girls. Amen. Bless you. Good job, girls. Good job. Bless you.
Yeah, we'll keep joking because I keep forgetting to write down the key.
And she's like, they still didn't write it down. I was like, well, I was singing, see if it turned out to be the right one first.
I got a chance to really go over much. I did a little bit this morning, but that's one of the things I've learned. You know, if we do something for the Lord, then if it turns out to, you know, it doesn't sound good or whatever, well, I mean, the Lord is not looking for quality,
yeah.
Right? He's looking for willingness. And then, you know, again, that kind of, that goes back to the pride thing, right?
Right.
You know, am I too good to get up and mess up for the Lord?
Right. Amen.
I don't ever want to get to the point where I'm afraid of making a fool of myself for
right.
the Lord. Because if that's His will, well, I mean, then that makes it right.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen. Amen.
Watch out, brother, for that long life.
All right. Well, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27. Psalm 27, Psalm of David. Bible says it's a Psalm of David. Some have believed that this is a psalm that David wrote earlier in his life, but I believe that most of the Jews believe and say that this is one that he wrote when he was much older, not because of any particular occasion that he found himself in, but just because of all of the different trials he'd been through in his life, and how the Lord delivered him out of those, and how that his trust had began to be in the Lord. Now, we titled this message, we started this last Sunday morning, didn't get to finish it, and we titled this message, How Does God Want Me to Deal with My Anxiety, My Depression? And we started this last Sunday here in Psalm 27. We wasn't able to finish it, but Lord's help this morning, we'll go ahead and finish this up. But we will begin reading again in verse number 1. We'll read the entire Psalm down to verse 14. The Bible says, The Lord is my life, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When the wicked, it says, The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident in. One thing, if I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set thee up upon a rock. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, we ask your blessing on the reading of your word, and on the preaching now, Lord God, may you anoint it and be in it, God. I pray that you touch hearts today. Be glorified. It's in Jesus' name we beg. Amen. Thank you for standing. We talked about last week how that anxiety, depression, the feelings of the heart are something that I believe that every Christian goes through. Matter of fact, I was a whole lot more comfortable when I was lost. That wasn't until I got under conviction. Whenever I got under conviction by the Holy Ghost, I began to feel some of what the David's talking about here. And I'm not saying that I didn't have some anxiety before. Sure, I did. But I want to tell you, whenever God made me a citizen of his kingdom, whenever the blood took and washed my sins away, whenever God put himself, that is the Holy Ghost, inside of me, hey, I realize, and I still realize, and I see it all the time, that this world ain't my home. This ain't where I belong. It's down here. I look at what goes on in Washington, and I look at what goes on in school systems, and how, you know, right now, hey, I don't tell you this ain't in California, praise God. I don't tell you this is in Burke County. This is right in your backyard, that they're training them now, that if in the school system, if your little girl, your little boy comes to a teacher and tells them, says, you know, I think I might be something that I'm not. If it's a little girl, she might say she wants to be a little boy.
is working. They'll give them hormone blockers. They're doing this.
Yeah.
They don't shake your head at me. I'm telling you, it's happening.
Yeah.
And why is it? It's because they believe that that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Why is it? It's because just like Jesus said, John chapter 8, he said, you're not my father. He said, you're your father, the devil. He said, the works of your father you will do.
Yeah.
How can they hate the truth and they're destitute of the truth? And whenever I see the world like that, and in that condition, I'll tell you, I don't feel comfortable in this world.
Right.
I'll tell you, they murder folks in the streets, and all the rape and all the violence and the pornography that goes on,
yeah.
And they molest these little children, and they're murdering babies in the womb, and they justify it. Hey, I'm going to tell you, this ain't my home. This ain't where I belong. I'll tell you, the Christian ought not feel comfortable in this kind of world down here. Hey, I'll tell you, matter of fact, if you feel comfortable down here away around the things that goes on in this world, hey, I'll tell you, that might be a cause of concern for you.
Yeah.
It might be a cause of concern for your eternity. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the Bible says, be not deceived. Hey, I'll tell you, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Yeah.
The Bible says again, be not deceived. It says, don't be fooled. Don't let Satan pull the blinders over your eyes. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And he said, such were some of you, but you've been sanctified. I told somebody, I was witnessing with somebody the other day, and I told him this. I said, I'm going to tell you, I'm 100% absolutely righteous and justified in the eyes of God. There is no sin whatsoever in my life in the eyes of God. And they said, really? And I said, absolutely, that's true. I said, because I'm going to tell you, the blood of Jesus has been applied to me.
Yeah.
And I said, but listen to me and pay attention. I said, that's what Preacher Curtis was talking about yesterday morning. I don't know if any of y'all caught that, but he mentioned something he was talking about. And I said, and he was with me when I was witnessing to this person. And I said, that's the position that I hold.
Yeah.
I said, that's not the practice I keep, though.
Yeah.
I said, the practice that I keep doesn't line up with that position. I said, but I don't base my salvation on my practice.
Right.
The Bible says, why is he a sinner?
Yeah.
Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
The Bible said, when I was without strength, that Christ died for me. He loved me. Hey, the Bible tells me that he loved the world when the world was just like it was. The Bible says that I didn't choose him. He chose me. The Bible said that I was born not of the will of my own flesh. It wasn't the will of some other man. It wasn't my blood, but I was born of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Be not deceived. But I belong to him.
Yeah, yeah.
This ain't my home, my Lord.
No, sir.
Joel Osteen wrote a book one time called Your Best Life Now.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a good title for a book Joel Osteen wrote.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Most people that's following that man are living their best life now.
You're right.
This ain't my best life.
That's right. That's right.
I come to the house of God. This is my kind of people. Me and Preacher Matthew was talking yesterday. You know, I've heard people say that. They said, well, people go to church and they'll be on their best behavior. And they'll act best there, but they ain't like that when you go over else. Well, praise God. You ought to be on your best behavior when you talk to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sure. We just start our life about it, pretend like we act like that all the time.
Yeah.
I promise you, I'm on my best behavior here. Y'all see what that is, so you can imagine what the rest of it's like. But I said my practice might not always line up, but praise God, my position is that I'm in Christ.
Yeah.
Because the blood has sanctified and washed my sin away.
Yeah.
And guess what? My practice gets better all the time. Praise God, you know why? Because the Holy Ghost lives inside of me.
Yeah.
God speaks to my heart. He sanctifies me. I'll tell you, I'll put it this way. I ain't who I ought to be, but by the grace of God, I ain't who I used to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But I don't feel comfortable in this world. I long to be home.
Amen.
You ever long to be home?
Yeah.
News flash. The rapture ought not scare you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It ought to give you comfort.
Yes,
the thing about Jesus stepping out of the clouds and blowing that trumpet.
Amen.
And you tell me you're saved, that'll give you comfort. If that don't give you no comfort, you ought to pray about that. You ought to read and study God's Word.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, if you've got an eternal home in heaven, and you tell me you're saved, follow the rapture, Jesus come back, I'm not scared of you, Lord, comfort you.
Yeah.
Because we're going home. Guess what? I ain't gonna have to deal with that bunch of crowd that's trying to brainwash these youngins no more.
Yeah. Amen.
I ain't gonna have to worry about Iran bombing Israel, bombing the United States. I ain't gonna worry about Russia. I ain't gonna worry about China. Yeah. I ain't gonna worry about our economy collapsing. I ain't gonna worry about crooked presidents and crooked stolen elections. I ain't gonna worry about all the crooked politicians that's out there. I ain't gonna worry about all the thieves and the people that's living out in the woods and the people that's walking the roads and going and stealing from house to house. I ain't gonna worry about some drunk driver going down the road hitting me and my family and killing them. I ain't gonna worry about all these child molesters you read about every day. I'm worried to leave my kids with anybody this day and time. You hear about it all the time. Hey, I'll tell you, I don't want to worry about none of that. And the number one thing that I ain't got to deal with and worry about no more is my own sin-cursed body, praise God. It's going to be put to death for good, amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you that even if it's through the grave and this old body is raised up in perfection and in immortality and in uncorruptibleness, hey, or whether it's by the rapture, this body's going to be changed in an instant, praise God.
Amen.
And the body of sin is going to be done away with.
Yeah. Amen.
Now I ain't got to deal with it no more.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I'm going to say this to sum up what we went over last Sunday. And then I'm going to move on quickly. Your circumstances is not what is putting you through grief and despair. You say, well, you don't know, preacher, I want to say, listen, I've dealt with grief and I've dealt with despair. And you say, well, I don't see why. Well, you come and try being a pastor for a while.
Yeah.
And you'll find out. It's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot to deal with. I'm not complaining. I thank God. I wasn't qualified for this, but He don't call the qualified. He qualifies the called.
Yeah. Amen.
He put me here. I want to be faithful. God rewards faithfulness.
Yeah.
But I want to say this. It's not easy.
Amen.
Ask Preacher Billy. He'll tell you it's not easy. And I want to say this, there's a lot of blessing in it. There's a whole lot of blessing in it. But I know this, it's not circumstances that I find myself in that cause grief and despair. The circumstances are reasons for me to rejoice in them. The Bible says that whenever we go through trials, to rejoice. The Bible says that whenever we're buffeted, rejoice. The Bible says if we're persecuted, rejoice. Bible says if we're suffering, rejoice. Rejoice in what do you mean? If you're sick, if you get cancer, and you're a Christian, you rejoice because you know that God is at work sometimes. Romans 8:28 says, all things we know, it says, for we know that all things work together for the good to those who love Him and call upon His purpose. And I'll tell you, this is where you're gonna get mad at me. This is where I'm gonna lose some of you. Because I've had to accept this, and I was mad about it for a while. The source of our despair and our anguish is our lack of desire for God. You say, well, no, preacher, I'm really trying. And I didn't know. No. I know. And like I said, I was mad about it too. And I didn't like hearing it. He's the one who told me. I couldn't argue about it.
Yes.
You might get mad at me, but you probably ain't gonna be. It's with God. We're gonna look at His Word.
Yeah.
This is what He says in His Word in Psalm 27. The Bible tells us, He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He says, what fear should come about me whenever I have the Lord? He says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, He's talking about person or enemy. But He's also saying, what should I worry about? What should be a cause of concern for me whenever I've got God on my side? It's put another this way in another place in Scripture. If God be for us, who can be against us? There's no force from heaven or earth that can stand against you as the child of God because you belong to Him. And so whenever we're faced with sickness and we're buffeted, hey, sure, a lot of those things are Satan buffeting us, right? Of course, right? And you say, Satan's been beating me up, Satan's been bothering me. How can is God not sovereign?
Yes.
Hey, let me ask you this. How many of you astute students of the Bible here this morning can tell me who in the Bible suffered more at the hands of Satan than anybody else that we know of?
Job,
amen, praise God. We've got some students in here. That's him. Job, that's who it was. Can anybody tell me, and it was Satan that buffeted Job. If you don't know, let me tell you about Job. Job was a wealthy man. He was a man that feared God. To shoot evil is what the Bible says. That means that he run it out of his life. That's what it means. It means that he done all that he could to put evil away from himself. That he wanted to live a holy life for God, and he wanted to glorify God with what he done. And it said that he would go and he would pray to God, and that he would also make sacrifice, and that he would repent on behalf of his whole household, his family, and everything. Yeah. Can anybody tell me this? Where did the devil get the idea to go attack Job? From God. The Bible says there came a day when the angels of God, the sons of God, came before God, and it said that Satan came also.
Yes.
And he said, where have you been, old boy? And he said, well, you know I've been going to and fro in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. He said, I've been walking up and down in it, trying to find somebody to pick on. That's what I always do. What do you think I've been doing? God tells him, he says, have you considered my servant Job? And then God begins to give him certain permissions.
Yeah.
He says, you can hurt his family. He says, and you can hurt his crops, and you can hurt his financial income. He says, but don't hurt him. You keep your hands off of Job. And so what happens? This is what happens. Some marauders come and they kill all of his servants, and they steal all of his livestock, and wind comes and blows down the house that his children's in, and all 10 of his children die, and they all die the same day. And he's got one servant come and tell him and say, hey, all of your oxen are gone. He's got another one that runs and tells him, says, hey, all of your sheep's gone, I'm the only one that made it out. Another one comes and tells him, hey, all your children are dead, and I'm the only one that made it out to come and tell you this. And what did Job do? He said that he sat down and he gave praise to God. And he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Amen. Let me just sum this up just a little bit. He had some friends come to see. You ever went and seen somebody when they've been going through a hard time? It's good to have somebody come by and comfort you. That ain't what these fellas done.
Right.
They come by and they said, Job, what kind of wickedness have you done to deserve this?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about one little accusation. There's a few friends come by and they spent, what was it, I think 20-some chapters accusing me.
Yeah.
And finally, Job at the end of it, though, he never sins.
Amen.
He gets a little upset. But he says this, he says, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Yes, amen.
And he never stopped giving praise to God.
Amen.
Now at the end of Job's life, God restored to him 10 more children.
Yeah.
God restored to him twice as many oxen as he had, twice as many sheep as he had, twice as many servants as he had.
Yeah.
And because he gave him 10 children, he had twice as many children.
Yes. Yes.
Because he'd already had 10. But you say, well, they're gone, preacher. He's going to see them again.
Yeah.
Because he raised them now.
Yes, sir.
He pointed them to Jesus.
Yeah.
He pointed them to the Lord. So he's able to give praise.
Yeah.
So see, your despair is not in your circumstances.
Yeah.
But it's in the fact of whether or not you're truly seeking God.
Yeah.
Now that stings a little bit. It hurts my heart whenever I realize that I'm going through some of the things I go through because I'm not seeking God like I ought to seek Him.
Yeah.
The Bible says this. David said this. He said in verse 13, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, I'd have hung myself in a tree long ago unless I had believed to see God in the land of the living.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know not only that He is, but He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Yeah.
Amen. He says this. He says that the Lord said to him, verse 8, He said, look, first of all, move back. We're in Psalm 27. And let me just read this. deal through two verse 8. He says, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, hang upon me into my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired, Lord, that I will, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to inquire in his temple. Now, I mentioned that last Sunday, that one thing we can do is we get in God's house.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? Get in God's house. Be at the house of God. Amen. Be around the people of God. Yeah. Look at how that being around people of God, just like I was talking a minute ago, you are building the best way. Sure, it's easy here, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's easy here to be a good dude, to be a good lady. Right?
Yeah.
It's easy here. Because you're around God's people, you're in God's house. It ought to be a little easier to be on your best behavior in the house of God.
Yeah.
Amen. You get out there around those sinful world, and I'm sure you're probably going to stumble more.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's why do we tell these kids to watch out who they're hanging around? Yeah. Why do we tell them what I'm saying? If you lay with the dogs, you're going to get the fleas. Why is it we got to tell them that? It's because that world will influence you, right? Praise God, you get around God's house, you get around God's people, where the word of God's preached, it might just influence you a little bit.
Yeah.
He said, get in the house of God, inquire in the temple of God, be around God's people, he said, to help you.
Yes, sir.
He says this, he says, for the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, verse 5, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, he shall set me up upon a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. He says that the Lord will hide me in his pavilion. He says that he'll shield me. He'll cover me. He said he'll set me on a rock. I want to tell you, Jesus and Jesus alone can give you the confidence and the comfort that you need.
Yeah, amen.
I don't know how the world makes it. I don't know how the lost world makes it apart from Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there's doctors and there's medicines and there's all kinds of ways to deal with things. But even with all that, I don't see how they make it. Because I'll tell you, they ain't nothing like having Jesus. Let me put it to you this way. Can I put it to you this way? If I ain't made you mad yet, let me make you mad now. I'm not trying to make you mad, but I'm just used to it. In general, in life, I make people mad. But this is the thing. You say, well, preacher, that's not my problem. My problem is something else. My problem is not that I'm sitting off seeking the Lord enough. But I would propose to you that it is. I'm going to give you some other scripture here. Matthew, in chapter number 6, the Bible says, therefore, verse 25, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls are there, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today he is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Amen.
He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. David said that when the Lord said unto him in verse 8, he said, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. He said, that is where the strength comes from.
Yeah.
That's where the protection comes from.
Yeah.
That's why I'm standing on the rock, is because when you said unto me, Lord, face. He said, I said, my heart said unto you, thy face, Lord, will I see. And I'll tell you, do you truly desire God? Hey, I'll tell you, let me just ask you this. Do you desire God like you desire other things? How important is it to you to get closer to God? Would you cancel something else to be in the house of God? Hey, I'm going to tell you, would you cancel something else to go to a prayer meeting? Hey, would you put off doing something else to open up the Word of God and read it, or to get down on your knees and pray? And you say, and you want to tell me that it ain't the fact that you ain't seeking God, that you got anxiety and depression? Hey, I want to tell you, all of your feelings that's in your heart, that ain't what God wants for you. He wants joy in your heart. He wants you to be happy and content. And I want to tell you, there's something that the mankind wants, and we can't have it. We look for it everywhere else, and we can't get it. And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
The lost woman, they don't even know it. And the saved person wants it, and they don't even know it. If you're like me, I try to find it in the big buck. Or I try to find it in the big bass. Or something else, or a new gun, or whatever else it is. And every time I get a new gun, I swear, maybe you got something like this, whether it's a pocketbook, or you ladies are a pair of shoes, or whatever it is, I don't know. It don't take long, you won't know. Let me put it this way. Most of you here, most of us, we can stand to have a new car. We'd like to anyway. Most people would. If you could, if somebody's just going to give you a car, you'd take it, wouldn't you? You'd get it. And you could pick anything you want. Anything. Anything, Noah. You hear me? Bugatti, what's one of them little fancy cars you always want? That boy better make a bunch of money. His tastes are expensive. But if you got one, son, you'd want to know. If I got that big nice Chevrolet Suburban, you know what? I'd probably dream up something else I want. If you got that Corvette, you'd probably want something else. I don't know why you want one, but I know some of you do, like them old Mustangs and all that kind of crazy mess. You got that car you wanted, you want something else. That's just what we are. Bible says this. Let me find it here. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Let's break that down just a second.
Yeah.
It calls it perverse. It says that those men, the people who act as if gain is God, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You just go home. Go on Facebook and find the one that, I'm going to call some people out here. All right? Go on Facebook and find the one that puts on there, hashtag blessed, because they got a new truck or a new car. Or their business is doing well. Supposing that gain is God. The Bible says that's perverse. And the Bible says for such withdraw thyself. That's what it says. What that means, don't have fellowship with that kind of people. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
That's not what I said. That's what the Bible says. Supposing that gain is godliness. It says, from such withdraw thyself. And then it says this, 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says in verse 6, but godliness with content is great gain.
Yeah.
Godliness with content. Meaning, being thankful for what God's done. Hey, any of y'all, we, one of our foundations things we was talking about, those of reprobate mind. You remember that, preacher? Well, we find most of that information in Romans chapter 1.
Yeah.
And there is a process by which someone becomes a reprobate. You can read that in Romans chapter 1. The first step of the process is being unthankful.
Yes, yes.
Being unthankful. That means without content.
Yeah.
Not being satisfied with what God's done. That's the first step. That's scary.
Yeah.
You want to reprobate this? Reprobate someone who cannot be saved, who will not be saved. They either already believe they are saved and there's no hope, or they're agnostic, atheistic, there's no hope. We don't know. There's no way for you and I to know. But it's
right. That's right.
I know this is scary to think about.
Yeah.
God's shutting that door forever.
Yeah.
Bible says this, Jesus said, no man come to me except the Father draw me.
Yeah.
You will not just dig inside when you're going to go to Jesus.
That's right.
It'll be by the conviction of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's scary to think about that, but that's the first thing.
Yeah.
It's unthankfulness. That's why he says, don't fellowship with perverse people that are like that. He says, but you want to have gateway. He said, you want to have riches in this life? He said, be content. Have godliness. Seek after God. David said unto the Lord, he said, my heart said unto thee, thy face will I see. Hey, I ain't making no promises to God. I ain't promising nothing because I know that this old flesh is wicked.
Yeah.
And I know I felt God can always have, always will.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But my heart says to God,
yeah,
thy face will I see. My heart desires God.
Man.
My heart wants to get closer to God. And because my heart must be willing and obedient to the Holy Spirit, I want to be in the house of God when the doors are open.
Yeah.
I want to be in my Bible, reading God's Word so He can speak to me when I get a chance.
Yeah.
I don't want to be so consumed with social media and television and every other kind of entertainment that I ain't got time to open up the Word of God and let God speak to me.
Yeah.
I want to have time to pray to God. I don't want to be so busy and bound down, running my mouth, gossiping everybody I can about everybody else, that I ain't got time to talk to God about it. Amen. He said, thy heart shall be, thy face will I see.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, God's preached this to me for some time.
Yeah.
And it might hurt a little bit, but hey, I'll tell you, it'll help you.
Yeah.
If you'll let it. It'll help you. I still don't think I'm going to get done, preacher. I mean, I thought we might just go to number three on this one. Bible says this. I'm back still in 1 Timothy chapter 6. He said, for we brought nothing into this world, verse 7.
Yeah.
He says, but God that is with the gift of this great game. For we brought nothing into this world, and this certainly can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content.
Yeah.
But they which be rich fall into a temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That word there in the Greek means despair, means a loss of hope. It says they've got everything that a man can want. Money, fame, fortune. But it says they've pierced themselves with many sorrows.
Yeah.
They've destroyed the hope that's in their heart. They're miserable people. They're bitter. And they're full of envy and wrath. And they're full of jealousy. And although they can buy anything that they wanted in life, they don't have anything that they can be happy about or they can treasure. And yet they'll be jealous of the poor man. They don't have nothing, but he's thankful for what he's got. Hey, I want to tell you this. God's not saying to you, don't have anything. He's saying to you, chase after him. Amen.
Yeah.
And seek after him. He said, I'll take care of the rest.
That's right. Yeah.
When I read there in Matthew chapter 6, it said, consider the sparrows.
Yeah.
And said he feeds them every day. Brother Liam was talking last Sunday in the Sunday school room about how it was pointed out one time that somebody had done the math. He said, if you took the Forbes list and put all of them men together, richest men in the world, and said you took every bit of their assets and liquidated them, cashed it out, it wouldn't be enough to buy enough bird seed to feed the birds of the world for one day. God feeds them every day.
Yeah.
He's able to take care of me and you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Seek Him first.
Hey.
Put your heart and trust Him. I'm not going to finish. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to finish this in 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some go about, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Those are true treasures. I promise you, as much as you say, well, I need a break. I would read my Bible more, but I'd much rather watch. to do this, it's not going to give you the satisfaction you're looking for.
Amen.
You say, well, I'd be at church, but I got this other thing. It's just going to pierce your heart. It's going to bring sorrow to you. It's going to bring misery to your heart. When your heart, don't make the promises to God you can't keep.
Yeah.
You'll never seek after God with all of your body, because your body is sin cursed.
Yeah.
But when your heart can say, Lord, thy face will I see, you'll begin to get healing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's like Preacher Curtis told Nick that time, like he said many times before, talking about addicts, he said, if you'll chase God like you chase drugs, if you'll chase God like you're chasing that American dream, you'll have happiness, you'll have joy. Amen. Unbelievable happiness. If we would follow and chase after God and seek after God like we do everything else that we think is going to give us that fulfillment, and it never will.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, God might just begin to make some other dreams come true.
Yeah.
He said, I'll add everything else to it. He said, seek ye first my kingdom, and everything else will be added.
Yeah.
It's in His power, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
It's in God's hands. It ain't in your hands.
Right.
It's in His hands. You know what? Some of these people that you see out here that's very successful, that's not God rewarding them. That's God judging them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's God judging them. The worst kind of judgment God can do to a man is to give a man what he wants.
Yeah.
The Bible says there's a way that seemeth driving a man, the end thereof is destruction.
Yeah.
It's like these false prophets, these false teachers. That's God's judgment against you.
Yeah.
That's the judgment of God. The president we got in the White House right now, it's the judgment of God.
Yeah.
The devil didn't put him there. God did. Yeah. He's in control. You know why? It's not because he's mean. It's not because he's hateful. It's because he's loving. He's long-suffering.
Yeah.
It's because he's looking into eternity. He don't want you to die in your table.
Yeah.
He's looking into eternity. He wants you to bear fruit for his kingdom. Mm-hmm. He wants you to have treasure when you get up there that money can't buy, that all of the things else you can achieve in this world can't prosper. But if you begin to seek after him and live for him, hey, I'll tell you, you could have some crowns put up there, amen?
Yeah.
I believe with all my heart it ain't going to be the biggest, greatest preachers that's going to be the most celebrated in heaven. But there'll be some people that is faithful. Nobody knew their name down here.
Yeah.
There'd be a little old man stood in a Baptist church door somewhere, held the door open, shook people's hands, and give peppermint candies out to the little youngins.
Yeah.
He'll be up there.
Yeah.
There'll be some little old woman that never said a whole lot ever. Nobody. But she'd come home every day. She'd pray for a church. She'd pray for a pastor. She'd pray for the lost in that church.
Yeah.
Hey, she'll be there.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, if you'll seek after God, you'll never worry again. You'll never have to be in despair. You'll never have to go through anxiety. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say that you won't, because you will, because more than likely you ain't going to seek after God all the time.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is this, when your heart is up, like David said, my heart said unto thee, I will seek after your face. You can overcome whatever you want to do right now. You can have victory over that, because he's made the way. Let's bow our heads for prayer this morning. Will you say this morning to God, Lord, my heart will say to you, Lord, thy face will I seek after. It's the prayer I need to pray. If anything, this word steps on my toes, pierces my heart, pricks my heart. Have you went through any anxiety? Sadness, depression? Would you seek after God? Would you desire Him in your life? He's got the victory. It's in His hands alone. You rebel, you keep trying to fight it. You're going to keep driving yourself further into despair. You're going to keep driving yourself further down that road. It might not seem that bad yet, but it'll get worse. Wait till you can see hell on the table, because God's not going to let you run that direction for too long without correcting you. Hey, Hey, Job was a good and a righteous man. God allowed all that to happen just so that he'd be glorified, and so that Job would glorify him, and so that in the end he'd give Job a blessing. Hey, God might just be wanting to bless you by allowing you to go through something today. Hey, that thing you're going through, praise God through it. Seek God through it. Hey, give up on trying to do it your way. Give it to God. Hey, come to this altar tonight, this morning, and just give God praise and say, Lord, your face will I see. Would you do it? As I pray this morning, if God spoke to your heart, why don't you come? Don't carry that burden home with you. Don't take that out of these doors and have to live with that again. Come to this altar. Bring it to God. Let him begin to heal and help you. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for its magnanimous hold over my life. I thank you, Lord, for the convicting power of your spirit in my life. Forgive me, Lord, for trying so hard to do things my way, for resisting, Father, your will. Lord, it's done nothing but ill favor towards me. All of the things that I've done and tried and worked towards have failed and never brought satisfaction. Lord, I know, God, that you're able, that you give satisfaction, Lord. You alone do. I thank you, Lord, for giving that as only you can, because you died on Calvary. Father, you shed your precious blood for the likes of me, a sinner, that day, Lord. You knew me and my sin. Lord, I've got nothing, no greater treasure to seek after than what you and what you've done for me. Let me not ever get over that, Father. Lord, I pray, God, that my life bear fruit. Lord, that I live a life, God, that glorify you. I pray, Lord, for each and every one that's here this morning, God. Lord, I pray for each and every one, Lord, that you've pricked their heart, Lord, that you'd help them. God, that you'd comfort them, Lord. Lord, in their trials and everything that they go through, Father, I pray that you'd remind them, Lord, there's a God in heaven, that you're in control and it ain't for vain. God, it's working together for the good. Help us all this morning, Lord, to trust you in our trials and in our difficult times. Help us, Lord, to give full and great confidence into what you're doing, Lord, in our lives. I pray, God, this morning, Lord, that you would meet every need of every heart that's here. And, Father, that you would especially, Lord, touch anyone, Lord, that here this morning, God, that's still hanging and clinging on to that pew, Father, that needs to be in this altar. I pray, God, you'd have mercy on them. And I pray, Father, Lord, that you would gently and carefully, Lord, bring them to the place, Lord, where that they would be granted repentance also. And, Father, that they would see the need that they have. Seek you, Father. Help me to seek your face. Now, Lord, give me that desire, Lord, of my heart, even stronger than it is, to seek your face, your will, Lord. Lord, that I have a desire to grow in your word, Lord, through prayer. Lord, that you would just commune with me and fellowship with me. Lord, you said, lo, I stand at the door and knock. Lord, that you said that if anyone would open, you would come in and sup with them. That's a picture of fellowship. Lord, I thank you for that. Let us just open that door this morning, Father. I know that you're there. You desire to fellowship with each and every one. Lord, I know that you desire to save them that are lost in the fellowship with your saints and your children. I pray, God, that you would do that this morning. Lord, give us the desire to open that door, let you in our hearts. Lord, to make much of you in our lives, that you be glorified. Lord, I don't make enough of you. Lord, I don't meditate enough on your word. Lord, any time and every time I find myself in despair, anytime and every time, Lord, I find myself anxious and on edge, it's not because of anything that you've done. It's because of what I've done. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help me to see my need, to lean on you, to lean not on my understanding. Lord, I pray that the peace that surpasseth all understanding would settle in my heart. And each and every one that will seek your face. Lord, for those who are not yet ready, God, to fully commit to this, this morning, I pray, God, that you would continue to peacefully work on them. Draw them to the place, God, where they will fully submit to your will. Help us all to be brought to that place, God, where we would desire nothing more than to serve you and to be in your will. Lord, I ask these things this morning in the precious and the holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Seeing talk back here Wednesday night at 7. If you able to make it, seek him.
Amen.
Brother Scott, if you would, this is a word of prayer. Scott Martin.
Dear Heavenly Lord, thank you for the message you heard. Oh God, we can seek out you, love and need you. Can't do it alone. Oh God, stay with us, up and sweet Lord, stay with us, watch over God, protect us, and be safe.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy name, I pray.
Amen.